חי ובאודון יפסו מאדם היובה ולאור רומן לבורך מורך זה דין חי ובאודון יפסו מאדם היובה ולאור רומן לבורך מורך פשט חיו ובסו מעד אלו יודע בין אורחום ולבורך מורך פורשן אקספלין סטארט לטוץ' את לאסט טיים what if a person opens a yeshiva thousands of people are learning in the yeshiva So we'll get a lot of schar. Some boys don't like to learn, so he says, if you learn Friday Shabbos, he gives money, yeah? Some people think also they get schar for it, yeah? That's what we're learning, the people that gives out the money, is helping people to learn. Maybe he'll get schar, yeah? People are sitting and learning. They don't want to learn. You have kids that don't want to learn. He's a bad kid. Julek, he doesn't want to learn. Tell the kid, if you don't learn, you get a patch. So Baruch Hashem, the kid sits and learns. Father manages to go slowly, he's mechanachim, and so he becomes the God Lador. Father is very proud of himself, right? He managed to make his son to become the God Lador. Tell the son, if you don't learn, you get a patch. Son was very careful about it. He's very scared from the father. So he learned and he became a God Lador. So the father gets a schar. So say the guy that opened the yeshiva gets a schar. Say the guy that gave out a bit of money for people to sit and learn as we stomach gets a schar. Say the guy that told his son he'll give him a patch if he doesn't learn. And the son sat and learned, his stomach also gets a schar. Stop it. What Haman HaRosha did, He also made everyone to do tshuva. He told them that he's going to kill them. So they became very good. And they did tshuva. And they were mekabel teira me'ad. So, the Mali say, he managed, Rabban HaRosha, to make God's klal Yisrael to do tshuva. So we stomp the place of Rabban HaRosha and Gan Eden, as we stomp and move from Al HaTzadikim. What you say that he didn't mean Lashem Shomayim? This guy that gives out money also wants to have a plaque, wants his yeshiva to be very success. Wants his boys in the other yeshiva to live Friday Shabbos, so he gives them money. He also has his chesbonos. So what is the difference? He has chesbonos and Haman HaRosha has chesbonos. So he has chesbonos of covet. Haman was also, I think, covet. Because they're in a shovel here. So Mordechai was not mishtach, but he's very mishmak. So the chura be pashtus, Haman HaRosha will get a lot of schaf. So what could be the answer to that? Why Haman will not get schaf? The Maaseh Haman was mezake everyone to do tshuva. He didn't do nothing bad to no one. He was not mazik no one. And because of Haman, everyone did tshuva. So the chura Haman is the greatest tzaddik in the world. What is the answer? That was Yeshiva gives the money, he wants his Yeshiva to be Choshu. Focus on Hashem Shabbai. That father, right, he has Kavanas. Haman had mamish bad Kavanas. Very Shvach HaChilukim, yeah? Very Shvach HaChilukim. When a person is drunk in Purim, Yoysa Mikdei Limudoi, To find the defined chiluk in between Haman and this Rosh Hashiva is very hard. This is the shiur of Adel Yoda ben Oru Haman Levoruch Mordechai. Now I want to explain. So I understand, I said a good pshat, a good echetimtze. So it's also true. Aber der Pshat ist also, die Seite von Purim ist beätzen, Gilas Hester, Aster, Aster, Ponai. The side of the Megillah, is to understand that everything is analogous to Ribbono Shel Olam. And everything is tzinoiras, how to get to the tachlis of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is only a chetimtze. It's only a way, a derech. It's only a chetimtze. Kodesh Boko is running the world. And when a person feels like that, his misyonis in life becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. He has misyonis, but they become smaller and smaller and smaller. Because he understands that the Ribbono Shel Olam is running the world. The Adil Yoda doesn't only mean that you're drunk and you don't understand the difference why Haman is Haul Take, what is the difference Haman and Mordechai, like we explained. It's Be'etzer, the Avoida Sayyim of Purim. Like, we're not upset on Haman, he didn't do nothing bad to us. He was Mezakir as in Kiddush Hashem. It was Mezakeh to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The first chelek of the Simcha of Purim, when a bocher wants to come to the avoda of the Simcha of Purim, I want to give a couple tips, a couple adroches. Every bocher wants to have a good word. Sometimes people wait for a whole year to have a good word. It's very important to have a good word. Gashmus Nikolai, the person wants to have a good pool. But he doesn't know what he's planning to come and pool. If he manages in pooling to be happy, to understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is running the world, Hakol Mimenu Yizborach, Cheshbon Neshamayim, but Hakol Mimenu Yizborach, and as a cheshbon, we thought that it exerah, but it was good. We thought that it's bad and it's good. Somebody thinks something bad is going to happen, and we see something good is going to happen from it. When a person manages to get to that tfisa in Purim, he has a tfisa. I already explained Purim Kippurim. Shnariya Kodesh, Yom HaKippurim is like Purim. What happens in Yom HaKippurim? Everyone, it's only the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone believes it's Hashem. He forgives everyone. It's the Hashem. Everyone forget about it. I want to be good with Hashem. The world is forgotten. Purim is also that way. Because Purim is in the same way of Ahava, when the Argosha that Hashem loves us, Hashem takes care of us. And everything will happen in Menu Yisborach. It doesn't mean that you see it every day. But when you get that argosha, when you get that feeling, you feel Purim. You feel Purim. If a person works on it, he knows what he's trying to do in Purim. To feel, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesoyim, Haman Arosh of the Gzeiras, to get Klal Yisroel close to him. It's a Matorah, it's a Cheshbon. Maybe I don't understand every Cheshbon. When a person has that feeling, Pitam, everything goes good to him, everything. And it's Keseda. You don't see it every time, but if Hashem wants, it happens. And if Hashem wants, it exactly happens. Just we have to have the argosha. The avoda in Purim is to have that argosha. I'll tell you, I had a similar feeling. It's poshut, it's garnish. But the chokhmah of a person is to take garnish, to feel it's the ribbono shel olam, and to makish. You know, Rabbi Akiva did it. Rabbi Akiva said, "Gamzu letoyva, kol dov rachmona letavov." What he said? The cat came, ate the chicken. The toyva, the lion ate the sheep. The toyva, the donkey. The toyva, then the wind of the candle. The toyva, kol dov letav. Then the robbers came. Was bad, but a Ribbono Shel Olam means good. I made a chassid a week and a half ago. But one year that I owed him a lot of a koros atoyv. Specific reasons. I'm sure the guy koros atoyv that I owed him. And I'm about to send him an invitation. And every time that I ask someone to send an invitation, to write, I can't write English, so I can't. I can't find out where's the address, I can't, when people come, I don't know how to spell it right. One has this right. Every time, it was never done. I think I asked my wife 10 times to get it, I called 10 people, every time. I've written down different notes, you know, to remember to send them an invitation. Every time I didn't find, now I find like 20, 30 notes, it says I have to write an invitation. It was only 4 or 5 days before the chas, I finished, I don't know what I could do. So maybe I'll call him, I forgot to call him, I never did it. Agmas Nefesh. Not so much Agmas Nefesh that I didn't invite them, more of them I invited the whole world chutz with them. So it's like, I felt very bad. Okay, so I went down to the chasna with a bad feeling. So then, it was planned Shea Bochus. The last day, the other side wanted to do Shea Bochus in the afternoon. I'm Chamishim, the best thing for me, I could be in Yeshiva. Aloha. Yom Revi b'night, my daughter calls me up, the Lamai said, oh, the Shea Bochus was canceled. If I could do it now, Shea Bochus in the afternoon, she wants. Shea Bochus. Like the minute of the world. Because the other side canceled. So I said, Lamai, I'm doing matzahs in the morning, then I have to say Shea. So I said, that's the Shea. After Shea, we'll massage something. So one of the other kids to massage something. It's a Bochum to help with the aluminium. I went home. I shut my phone, you know, at the time. In the house, I never answered the phone. Well, I don't have to be home, so I have to answer. And even if I answer, people call. My kids say, I'm not available. You want to give you a message on my phone. One of the little kids picks up the phone, comes over to me with the phone. He says, no, I'm giving it to my father, yeah? So, okay, so I had to take it, you know, I'm trying to make a Shea Bochus in the house, call people in the house, trying to call a couple of friends of mine to come. And the phone is that guy that I owned back on Satoy. He says, I heard there was a wedding. I missed it. I just landed, I heard last night was the last Shea Bochus. I just called it the same Mazel Tov. So I told him, no, Funk, not where are you? He said, I'm just driving you to Yerushalayim. So I told him, you could come to the Shea Bochus now, in my house. So he came. One or two people here that were there, that saw him coming. Yeah? No one knew what I had with him. Everyone was wondering what I had with him. I'm chayav to him. So he came. You know, everyone else there was chashuv people, Shea Bochus. I thought, if I can't, you don't know who to decide to bench, so you'll bench. Everyone else, you know, looked like Meteria, he looked like more like a blue shirt or something like that. Basically, he's gonna. He didn't manage to bring his hat, I gave him my hat. So, but I managed to pay my cause of life exactly what I wanted to pay him. So it was very good. So I told him, well, Rebbe, when I finished, no. Life, Shea Bochus, Simchas, all of us, innovation, is happening, it's Like Rosh Baruch Hu showed me, the guy that I wanted to invite, more than everyone else, was a Meshuvah for something. Hashem made me not to send him an invitation. If he would come to the wedding, maybe he would tell me Mazel Tov, yeah? I finish 2 minutes, I'll give him a hand, I'll not even manage to dance with him. Say it. Even if you're flying, he's a Muslim. Say it. I'll never manage to pay back what I owed him that cost it. Like this, you know, he came, the punk, all the Shabbos was cancelled, so the Shabbos was in my house. So punk, when he arrived in, he drove the mamish in town off, glad to go. The mamish came for benching. Then the spirit of Shabbos also, the mamish came the last 3 minutes. Hedek his eyes and bench. Hashem wants, I will make all the strings to work to take care of you. So when it doesn't work, believe him that he could do it also. Believe him that he runs the world. Don't think you're smarter from him or you're not smart. This is the chizik I took for myself. So I'll be saying, yeah, if you have such a chizik, you'll also take a chizik to yourself. First, if you want, these stories happen. You have to want it to happen to you, so they happen. But Purim happened to all of us. The same way I'm relating to such a story, because it's a personal story. We read the Megillah. Chayav Adam Likfos a Megillah v'lishnoisu. Some say Lishnoisu to learn Megillah. I'm not doing this long. Some say Lishnoisu to Pshuto to learn it twice. And we have to know the Megillah to live the story. This is the first thing. If a person knows about the dance, dress up, do what you need. But you have to come out with Purim. Not in the end, you manage to laugh, you manage to drink. You manage to get a tefisa in that kohen that B'Ra'ilam runs the world. And he runs all the strings and is not supposed to be scared. If you do the right thing, he will help you. He will take care of you. Midat nishavun meyer. Midat nishavun meyer. This is when we sing, Aruim Kol Roshem, Aruim Kol Tzadikim. This is the first chelik. The second chelik is that Val Yisoyed of Purim is Kabbalah Sateri, Hodar Kiblu, La Yehudim Yisoyro, the Avoido of Purim is Teri. And in Teri we have a klal, Im Shomoya B'Yoshon Tishma B'Chodosh. Teir is the opposite from everything else. When a bachur is out of it, it's hard for him to sit and say that even for an hour. In the beginning of Sizman, he could sit 8 hours to learn, he doesn't feel the time passes. You would say, Purim Fakir, he's not learning the whole thing. Chodesh come one night, he's learning for 5-6 hours. In Teir is Mishnah. As Chazal told us, Im Shomoya B'Yoshon, Yishma B'Chodesh. The more you learn, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more you learn. The less the learn, the less you learn. As I gave us. I don't know, you would think the guy that learns the whole Zman, the rest of the Zman. The guy that doesn't learn the Zman, Chosh will learn the Zman. Yeah? It's Pung Fakel. The guy that learns the whole Zman wants to learn the Zman also. So this is the big picture. You have to know, the Neshama of a Yid is only happy when she's full with Ruchnius. I say, Alamal the Moshe, you take a car, you want the car to drive, you have to put gas inside. The guy will say gas is expensive and it's dirty, it's oily. Put Pepsi inside, Coke. Cheaper, cleaner, and tastier. Test it. Tasty Coke, tasty. Gas, disgusting, yeah? So you put Coke. Try to drive the car with Coke. Doesn't go. Why? But it's tastier, geschmacker, cleaner. Tell us, the guy that made the car is made and as they gave us. And a shomer v'yid is full with ruchnius. When you don't have ruchnius inside the neshama, she's not happy. It doesn't drive. You can't fool it. So what happens when a guy is not happy? He tries to make himself happy. He tries to jump. You can see him climbing, jumping, more dressing up. Nebach. You can see the guy is trying to be happy. Coloring himself. Another funny hat. Nebach. Runs the neighbor, comes back, runs out. And Purim finishes and he feels terrible. And will not help it. You'll ask me, so how some guys that mamish don't learn are happy? I'll tell you, some people that could drive a car with Coke. You know what? You know the little kid's car? You put Coke and the light goes on and the kid thinks that he's driving. Some people already are so rochok from the MS, they're living in a plastic car. So the lights go on, the kid's very happy. You know, his parents put money in the Mr. World, how you call it? Then he goes up and down, and he's very happy, yeah? Sometimes even if you go up a little bit, yeah? But you can't go on all these cars. These are nebachs. Baruch Hashem, we have a problem. We're not so nebachs. Sometimes you have bochot and a nebach. Normally they're not here now. They already started the poor place. But a bochot that has shaychus has a problem. He will not be happy if he's not in ruchnis. Don't be sad that you're like that. Yeah? But you know, if you'll be animal, you'll also not be suffering. You'll not be jealous of no one, yeah? But I think no one is upset that he's not an animal, yeah? So if you want to enjoy Purim, I'm saying emes, you take the week before Purim, so Teira goes by Asher Ushom, and you fill yourself up with Teira. And Ur Bochum and Bonarich was like, a week before Purim was like the whole Eilam. The good Eilam were makbid to learn 14, 16 hours. Chacham was to drink in Purim to see if you speak all your learning all night. But not the potential, the real shit. I mean, when I was a bochur of Gersh and Eves, they made me a shikha completely. So today I don't know what I said, yeah? But the chokhmah was in front of him, I had to start to drink till I was not there. This was the chokhmah, to be sure that you know what will happen. Guys didn't look nowhere for a week, like a whole achatz, yeah? If a bochur wants to enjoy, and I'm saying to come to the real pool, take now this week, less of a week. Be lektzach in learning. When the neshama is happy, Chazanish was missing something in Purim. No. The Kabbalah was looking for dressing up in Purim. No. And you understand that when someone is full and is mechoymam, he doesn't need. When he's happy, he doesn't need. He doesn't need to see. He doesn't need to see. He doesn't need to see. He's happy. He doesn't need it. But I thought myself, you know, I made a chasna last week. I tried to remember. I don't remember. I went to the waiter. I said, why you didn't serve the meal? So when we served, we came five times to ask you. Well, I'm happy. I did it. I like it. Yeah? But before that, I was sure that the menu would be good. But not the pshat, I wanted to eat, but I was more busy with something else. I was full of happiness to eat nothing, something else. I didn't want to spend time to eat, I was enjoying to be happy. When the neshama is full with ruchnias, she doesn't eat. So we're not holding in a high madrega. But because we are in that middle madrega, if chosh mevach, and we are bnei aliyah, we don't enjoy the cheat. We cannot be happy with it. Our neshama will not be happy in Purim if we will not be in the richtig madrega. But if a person wants to enjoy Purim, instead of going out for a week and organizing where he will eat and what he will do and where he will eat and what he will do, he will take the stogim and fill them up till they will pour over. How many days are left? 5 days? 5 days. Rashtus. And then when Purim comes, do the same thing. The same thing. To learn Lel Purim for an hour, at least. Purim by day for an hour. You don't want to miss your Purim? Wake up 6 o'clock and learn an hour. I'm telling you, I know from hundreds of Bachman. Some guys learn the whole time. No, they're not there. We're not even talking about. You learn an hour in the morning. You learn an hour by night. The Purim is the same amount of time. Not only that it's the same amount of time, you enjoy the Purim. Your neshama is full. You learn the hour in the morning. 7 o'clock, you have to learn it. It's good. You enjoy the Purim. You mark them mitzvah sayoy to hear the Megillah Kamisha Tzorich in a real place. Kiel Chosra, someone knows Diktukeo, tell us Lev Yoinu, Shlach Monas. And you learn. I'm telling you, you will get to the Avoida. And the Avoida is the Emunah and Beira Oila. And but the spitz that has to come out is Hodar Kibluah. after you come to that enjoyment of Purim and that believing in Boira Olam, you take a achlote. Hodar kibluo b'me'ach ha'shreyosh. I'm going to shtag now. I know a lot of choshev v'ochrim that were baiting it before Purim. And after the Avodah of Purim, they cancel the tickets and they stay for another 2 weeks. Because if you come to the Avodah of Purim, you feel disgusting to go back home. Like, you hodar kibluo now, managed to learn, and now I'm leaving. I know, but most choshev v'ochrim it happens to them. Like, they have a shtiddi shvachkai, they try to leave early, and then they change it. Now, a guy that says, no, it will never happen to me, it means he's not planning to try to have a Purim. I'm not saying, be very shtag and decide not to change it. I already spoke once about the punishments of the people that go early. But I'm saying, but if you're planning that, plan that could be, it will change. Could be, I'll be a Kohen b'Ira Olam, I'll get so close to Hashem, I will mamish want to learn Torah. He said once in one of the Gdolim, as mivil, ken zayin, it will happen. But as a Kiddush, you're not planning that Purim will change you. But I want to be avoid that Purim. But it will not change you, it will be like a lamed, yeah? Not that sort of Purim it is. Not that the guy that decides that even so he has to leave. Say that. Oh, but to let your heart to be open, be connected to the Kabbalah Satir, like Motzei Yom Kippur. It's a Yom Kippur with Shavuos together. It's Purim Kippurim and it's Kabbalah Satir, Tere Sheba'al Peh. A person manages to get such a tfisa, such a cheshit in Purim, that Purim gives him a koyach for the whole year. I'm saying, the way to work it is now, shkias in learning. Shkias in learning till Purim. A guy feels he can't, he doesn't go to play right, and learn something the whole day. Manage to Purim a little bit. There's different ways to chaparai. Friday, Shabbos, it's easy days, it's Titus Esther, it's easy days to learn. You see the yeshiva, you know, you have to daf to learn yeshiva, you move him so much. If a person does it, Be'ez Hashem, you will have the siyata.